Michelle, what motivated you to say that? Hi, how are you? What motivated you to say that you wanted to be the highest paid player in the NFL? Did for practice?
Well, it was 3 days. You know, when we filmed it. Mm-hmm. We were in LA training, and it's just kind of goals and aspirations that that I have. And Uninterrupted is a company that I am a partner with that allows you to, you know, speak your mind. And it's called Uninterrupted because there's 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that video where it's going straight. And there's a lot more information than the one piece that you took out. And that's why I really use the company Uninterrupted and why I'm happy to be a partner with it. So really, any questions you have on that, you can go watch it on Uninterrupted at Twitter, wherever you want to find it. Make sure you find it. Other than that, it's really just some on my mind. There's a lot of other things and goals that you have that you want to accomplish, but that's just one of them.
Do you think it's a realistic goal?
It's not really up to me.
Abdel, how did it feel to be back on the field today, you know, with a new group?
It felt great. It was a little humid, but it wasn't too hot. It was a nice day, nice easy day just to get back in the swing of things. I'm looking forward to this season.
You know, there was a lot of talk this summer, obviously, with all the NBA contracts being handed out. When you talk about stuff like that, are you thinking about just yourself, or do you see yourself making an impact for every player?
That's what you want to do is you want to change the game. This isn't for me. This isn't for Odell Beckham. This is for everybody in the league, people who deserve it. You know, you sit there and you watch the people in the NBA, and it's crazy. I mean, being realistic, it's crazy what they're getting. And there's people in the NFL who deserve that. And I just want to be, you know, if I can, be one of the forefront for it and help push the league, the game that way, because I feel like the players deserve it. I feel like we go through a lot. We put ourselves through a lot, mentally, physically, emotionally. And they just deserve it. You know? The players in the league deserve it. They work hard for it. So it's not for me. This is not for me.
When
you
say deserve it, you're talking about those amounts?
Deserve? I mean, is it? I was talking to Richard Sherman, and he said that he wants to have player pay looked at in the NFL on the next CBA. So are you talking about, similar to the NBA, that there should be kind of like a positionless structure where you can get a max deal regardless of what position you play?
I don't really know much about that. You know,
no, but when you're saying you're fighting for the players, what is it that you're fighting for specifically with regards to pay?
It's kind of, you know, I talked to Sean about it. It's just, like I said, I feel like the players in the NFL who are doing things that they're doing should be paid more. That simple. Other than that, I really don't have too many comments on contracts. I can't control it. Again, it was just a statement that was made on Uninterrupted. So if you want to check it, go to Uninterrupted. You can find it over there.
That's nice. But when you were about to talk contract, like when you're filming that video, do you think to yourself, this might not be the right time? Like we're going into camp.
Don't really.
Want it to be an issue? Or?
Don't really. It doesn't bother me at all.
How much of a lightning rod you are, how big of a player you are, how big of a star you are, and that is an issue.
How big of a story it's going to be if I say something. That's, you know.
You're a star.
Right.
So, I mean, does it go through your mind, like, maybe I shouldn't bring this up because it'll be a distraction to, like, everything else going on?
I mean, everything's a distraction that I do. So, speaking, it doesn't really matter. Anything that goes on is going to be a distraction. So, me speaking my mind about a question that was asked through a company that I work with, it's a different story. And again, other than that, you know, this is my fourth year in the league. I don't really know about contracts. I don't know how they're done. I don't know anything about that. That's up to Mr. Reese, Mr. Mayor of the Giants, my agent. So they all figure that out. I just come out here, stretch, run around, play football, try and be the best player I could be every day. And that's really all I have to say about it.
You went up to John at the beginning of practice, Mr. Meyer, and said something to him. Was that the first time you talked to him?
No, not the first time I talked to him, but it's the first time I've seen him since we left for mandatory minicamp. Yeah, and it was just good to see him. You know, he's always, he's got a serious face on, but you know, every time I run up to him and he smiles, you know, he's asked, how you doing? It's just a good vibe I get from him, so it was good to see him today. It's been a while.
Okay, yesterday, Coach McAdoo mentioned he showed some of the younger guys the poem, If by Kip. Like, did you hear that poem before yesterday, and what were your takeaways from it?
I don't think I caught the poem. I'll be sure to go back and read it for next time. I got you on that question.
Odell, I think the top 15 highest salaries in the league are quarterbacks. Can a receiver break into that? Can you be the one? Should a different player be, you know, up to that standard?
You said the top 15 is quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Can I don't. I still don't know the answer to that. I don't. Like I said, it's not really up to me. All I can do is do what I do on the field, control the things I can control, and that's not one of them. So.
How much do you talk about that with your agent, if that's what you're aiming for, that's what you would like to get done?
I really just came here to play football and, like I said, be the very best that I could be this year. So if I have to go out another year and prove myself, that's just what you have to do. That's the position I'm in. That's all I can do is go out and play. Can't sit there and worry about getting a contract or not getting a contract. Honestly, I really don't think God's plans have ever failed for me, so whatever is in them is in them, and when that time comes, it'll be there. And I know it'll be there, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 10 years from now, I don't know.
What makes you better right
what
now?
Makes me better right
as
now?
A player, you worked this offseason, why do you think you're better?
I just put in a lot of hard work, a lot of time. It was just kind of one of those summers, you know, back when you were in high school and you were going into college, or you just got into college and it was that same grind, you know, you want to make it to the next level. And right now I feel like I'm trying to make it to the next level. So it was a lot of, you know, toe-hurting workouts. Your feet were sore after, you know, you needed an ice bath. It was one of those summers where we put in a lot of work. And I'm just ready for this season to get here with this team, to bond with these guys. We have an incredible group, so it should be a lot of fun.
Okay. Are you willing, when it comes to your contract, to, like you just said, work hard, be the player you can be, and essentially be patient until the time comes for the new contract?
That's all I can do, is to be the very best that I can be, like you said. Just know that in due time, in God's timing, it'll be there. I can't really worry about it. I can come out, work, get better every single day, prove myself day to day on why I believe what I believe and I think what I think. And that's it. You know, everybody has an opinion in the world. Not just this, whatever it is. Everybody has an opinion on something. That's not something I really get caught up on.
Do you think the Nike deal increases your ability to be patient throughout the season?
I mean, it definitely made me comfortable. But I don't really know about the patient thing. Is just you just got to be patient. I mean, it is what it is. But shout out to Nike. You know, I appreciate everything and getting the deal done. It definitely was helpful at the right time. You know, I got a family to take care of. You know, little brothers, sisters, moms. So that's what I'm here for. That was my position that God put me in for my family. So I'm just trying to take care of them.
So you're okay with just playing out this season, trying to win, and forgetting about a contract until after the season?
What would you suggest? What do you do?
You
come out, you go to work, and you
some
play.
Some people hold out.
I don't think anyone
disagrees. I don't got time. I'm 24 years old. I'm trying to play football. Until I can't play football anymore, I can't get caught up taking days off or not playing. Le'Veon's in a different situation. He's been doing this. He's a running back. Their career expectancy is a little shorter due to stats or whatever, and Le'Veon's a guy who's proved himself time and time again. Now, I don't play for the Steelers. I'm not an owner, GM, any of that for the Steelers, so I don't control Le'Veon's contract as well. Do I wish and hope that he gets it? Absolutely. I hope Le'Veon gets the highest contract a running back's ever had in the history, in the entire history of the NFL. That's just what I wish for him. Like a brother of mine, like a guy who I like, I respect, and look up to, and it just will start to transcend the game, you know, start with Le'Veon. So I'm not here to hold out. I'm here to practice. I'm here to get better each and every day. I feel like I have stuff I can improve on, stuff I need to work on, and really stuff I'm willing to work on. So.
Any regrets about what you said?
I don't regret anything ever in life. One quote I always read is, never regret anything, because at one point in time, it's exactly what you wanted. So there's never any regrets with me.
Odell, the one thing you said, can I get one in, Jen? The one thing you did say is that you recognize now everything you say is a distraction. So what part do you need to play in making sure it's not a distraction where it matters most, I presume, which is on the field with your teammates? Right.
I mean, I think everybody in the locker room knows what's going on. I don't think there's any missing information between me and the team. We all know what's going on, and if I talk, it's a distraction. If you don't talk, it's a distraction. So what am I supposed to do? Yeah, so I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to say how I feel. I'm going to answer, you know, pretty much whatever you have to ask, and that's just it. But everybody in that locker room knows what's going on. They know why I'm here. They know it's nothing but love. I have nothing but love for them. I got their back no matter what, and it's the same way around. So there's nothing that can really get between me and my team.
Sure.